This is the Sakar Murli of 28th of April, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, do not have love for perishable bodies. Only have love for the one bodiless one. Even whilst seeing someone's body, do not see it. Question. What effort must you make to clean your intellect? What is the sign of a clean intellect? Answer. Only by becoming soul conscious will your intellects become clean. Such soul conscious children consider themselves to be souls and have love for the one Father alone. They only listen to the Father. However, those who have foolish intellects have love for bodies. They continue to decorate their bodies. Om Shanti. Who said Om Shanti and who heard it? In other satsangs, it is the followers who hear it. They would say that the Mahatma or the Guru said it. But here you would say that the Supreme Soul said it and that the souls heard it. This is something new. You have to become soul conscious. Some of you sit here in body consciousness. You children have to sit here in soul consciousness. I, this soul, am present in this body. Shiv Baba is explaining to us. Let your intellect remember this very clearly. I, this soul, have a connection with the Supreme Soul. The Supreme Soul comes and speaks to us through this body. Therefore, this one has become the agent. That one is the one explaining to you. He gives the inheritance to this one too. Therefore, let your intellects go to him. For instance, if a father has 5 to 7 children, their intellect yoga would remain with their father. That is because they receive an inheritance from him. An inheritance isn't received from a brother. An inheritance is always received from the father. A soul does not receive an inheritance from a soul. You know that as souls, we are all brothers. The connection of all of us souls is with the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He says, constantly remember me alone. Have love for me alone. Do not have love for the creation. Become soul conscious. When you remember any bodily being other than me, it is called body consciousness. Although this bodily being is in front of you, you must not see him. Let only the remembrance of that one be in your intellects. Those people say, simply for the sake of saying it, that all are brothers. You now know that we are souls, children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You receive the inheritance from the Father, the Supreme Soul. That Father says, your love has to be for me alone. I myself come and engage you souls to me. This engagement is not to a bodily being. All other relationships here are with bodies. At this time, you have to become soul conscious. I, this soul, am listening to the Father. Therefore, let your intellects be drawn to that Father. The Father sits beside this one and gives us this knowledge. He has taken this body on loan. The soul enters the house, that is, this body, and plays a part. It is as though the soul puts himself under house arrest in order to play a part. He is free, but he enters a body, locks himself in this house, and plays his part. It is the soul who leaves one body and takes another to play his part. At the present time, to the extent that you remain soul conscious, so you will accordingly claim a high status. You should not have even the slightest love for Baba's body. This body is of no use. I enter this body just to explain to you. This foreign land is the kingdom of Ravan. People burn an effigy of Ravan, but neither do they understand anything about that, nor do they know anything about the images they create. Their intellects are totally foolish. Everyone's intellect becomes totally foolish in this kingdom of Ravan. There is body consciousness. Intellects have become degraded. The father says, those who have foolish intellects will continue to remember bodies and have love for bodily beings. Those with clean intellects, whilst considering themselves to be souls, will remember the Supreme Soul and continue to listen to him. Only in this is their effort. This body is the Father's chariot. Many fall in love with this body. Similarly, the horse of Hussein is decorated so much, but the praise is of Hussein. It is not of the horse. The Hussein soul would definitely have entered a human body. They don't understand these things. This is called the imperishable sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra, in which the horse is sacrificed in order to attain self-sovereignty. Hearing the name Ashwa, horse, they understood it literally to be a horse. They sacrifice a horse. All of those stories belong to the path of devotion. The one who is now making you beautiful is this traveller. You now know that we were beautiful previously and that we have now become ugly. Each soul who comes is at first Sato Pradhan and then goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. The Father comes and makes everyone beautiful. All the souls who come to establish a religion are beautiful at first. Afterwards they become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. Souls are beautiful at first, and then they become ugly. This soul comes first as number one, and so he is the most beautiful. No one else can be as naturally beautiful as Lakshmi and Narayan are. This matter is of this knowledge. Christians are fairer than the people of Bharat because they live in cooler climates. However, there is natural beauty in the Golden Age. Both souls and bodies are beautiful there. At this time, everyone is impure and ugly. The Father comes to make everyone beautiful. At first, they are Sato Pradhan and pure. Then, whilst coming down, they gradually become ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. The Father has now come to make all souls pure. It is only by remembering the Father that you will become pure. Therefore you must only remember the One. Do not love bodily beings. Keep it in your intellects that you belong to the One Father and that He is everything for you. Everything that you see with your eyes is going to be destroyed. Even your eyes will be finished. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called Trinetri, one with three eyes. He has the third eye of this knowledge. that one has received all these titles, Trinetri, Trikaldarshi, and Trilokinath. You now have the knowledge of all three worlds. This will then disappear. The one who has this knowledge comes and gives it to you. The Father sits here and gives you the knowledge of your 84 births. The Father says, consider yourselves to be souls. I have come and entered this body in order to make you pure. Only by remembering me will you become pure. If you remember anyone else, you will not be able to become Satopradhan. It is said of those whose sins are not absolved, those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction, are led to destruction. People have a lot of blind faith. They have attachment to bodily beings. You now have to become soul conscious. Have attachment to the one alone. If you have attachment to anyone else, it means that you have an intellect that has no love for the Father. The Father says so many times, only remember me, your Father. Only in this is their effort. You even called out, come and make us impure ones pure. Only the Father makes you pure. Only the Father explains the history and geography of 84 births to you children. It is easy. The most difficult subject is remembrance. No one is clever in having yoga with the Father. The children who are not clever in remembrance are like pundits. No matter how clever someone is in knowledge, if he does not stay in remembrance, he is a pundit. Baba tells you the story of the pundit. Those who heard what the pundit said were able to go across in remembrance of the Supreme Soul. Even the example of the pundit applies to you. Remember the Father and you will be able to go across. Just by being good with the Murli will not enable you to go across. Without having remembrance, your sins cannot be absolved. All of these examples have been created. The Father sits here and explains their accurate meanings to you. They had faith. They simply held on to the fact that they would be able to go across by remembering the Supreme Soul. If you only have this knowledge but no yoga, you cannot claim a high status. There are many who do not stay in remembrance. The main thing is remembrance. There are many who do very good service, but if their intellect yoga is not accurate, they become trapped. Someone who has yoga would not become trapped in body consciousness and would not have impure thoughts. Storms will come to those who are weak in having remembrance. The physical senses are completely controlled by yoga. The Father also gives each of you an intellect to understand what is right and what is wrong. When your intellect goes to the bodies of others, it has no love for the Father and leads you to destruction. Knowledge is distinct from yoga. You receive health through yoga and wealth through this knowledge. By having yoga, the lifespans of your bodies increase. Souls do not become smaller or larger. The soul would say that the lifespan of his body increases. The lifespan is now short. Then, for half a cycle, the lifespans of bodies become long. We will become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. souls become pure. Everything depends on making our souls pure. If you don't become pure, you cannot claim a status. Maya makes children lazy in keeping a chart. You children should be very interested in keeping a chart of your pilgrimage of remembrance. Check, do I remember the Father, or is my intellect drawn to friends and relatives? In whose remembrance did I stay throughout the whole day? For whom did I have love? How much time did I waste? Each of you should keep a chart for yourself. However, no one has the strength to keep a chart regularly. Hardly any of you can keep it. Maya does not allow you to maintain your chart fully. She makes you completely lazy and destroys your alertness. The Father says, "Constantly remember me alone. I am the beloved of all you lovers. Therefore, all of you lovers must remember me." The Father, the Beloved, says, "You have been remembering me for half a cycle. I am now telling you to remember me so that your sins can be absolved. You should very much remember such a Father who gives you so much happiness. Everyone else causes sorrow. They will not be of any use. At the end, only the Father, the Supreme Soul, will be of use. There are the limited and the unlimited final moments." The Father says, "By continuing to remember me very well, you will not have untimely death. I am making you immortal. However, first of all, your intellects must be full of love for the Father. If you have love for anyone's body, you will fall and fail. You will become part of the Moon Dynasty. The golden-aged Sun Dynasty kingdom is called heaven. The Silver Age is not called heaven. Similarly, there are the Copper and Iron Ages. The Iron Age is called Extreme Tamopradan Hell. The Copper Age is not so Tamopradan. In order to become Satopradan from Tamopradan, you have to have remembrance. When you have love for a particular person and think that you cannot benefit without that one's support, you can understand for yourself what would happen if you left your body in such a state. Everything is destroyed for those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction. They claim a status worth dust. Nowadays, even being fashionable causes problems. People make their bodies tip-top in order to attract others." The Father now says, "Children, do not become trapped in anyone's name or form. Just look how royal the clothes of Lakshmi and Narayan are. That is the temple of Shiva, and this is called a brothel. Devotees go in front of the deity idols and say, 'We are residents of this brothel.' Nowadays, fashion is such a problem that everyone's attention is drawn to fashionable ones, who are then kidnapped. In the Golden Age, everyone behaves and acts according to the law. There is natural beauty there. There is no question of blind faith. Here, people's hearts are drawn to one another simply by looking at each other. Then they also marry someone of another religion. You now have godly intellects. No one except the Father can change you from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. That is Ravan's community. You now belong to Rama's community. The Pandavas and Kauravas belong to the same community, but the Yadavas are Europeans. No one can understand from the Gita that the Yadavas are Europeans. They say that the Yadava community is also here. The father sits here and explains. The Yadavas are the Europeans who create those missiles, etc., for their own destruction. The Pandavas gain victory. They become the masters of heaven. Only the Supreme Soul comes and establishes heaven. It says in the scriptures that the Pandavas melted. What happened then? They have no understanding. They have stone intellects. No one understands the secrets of the drama, even a little. When children come to meet Baba, Baba says, "You may wear jewelry, etc." Children say, "Baba, it doesn't seem right to wear jewelry here. How could jewelry look right on the impure body of an impure soul?" There you will remain decorated with jewelry, etc. There is limitless wealth there. There is nothing but happiness for everyone. Although they are aware of that one being the king and that they are part of the subjects, there is no question of sorrow. Here, when people do not receive food, etc., they experience sorrow. There you receive everything. The word sorrow never emerges from anyone's mouth there. The very name is heaven. Europeans call it paradise. They believe that gods and goddesses lived there. This is why they buy so many of their images. Nevertheless, where did that heaven go? No one knows this. You now know how this cycle turns. The world changes from old to new and new to old. A lot of effort is required to become soul conscious. When you become soul conscious, you will be liberated from all of these innumerable illnesses. By remembering the Father, you will claim a high status. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Never make any bodily being your support. Do not have love for anyone's body. The love of your heart must only be for the One Father. Never become trapped in anyone's name or form. 2. Be interested in keeping a chart of your remembrance. Do not become lazy in this. Check your chart to see who is my intellect drawn towards. How much time do I waste? For how long do I remember the Father who gives me happiness? Blessing. May you be constantly light and successful by looking after your physical household and your divine family equally. All of you children have been given the double service to do of looking after your own physical livelihood and also your spiritual livelihood. However, there has to be equal time given and attention paid to both types of service. If the needle of Srimat is balanced well, both sides will then be equal. However, when you speak of your household, you become a householder, and all your excuses then begin. So have the awareness of being a trustee, not a householder, and keep a balance of both your household and your divine family, and you will then remain constantly light and successful. Slogan: in order to come in the first division, become a conqueror of your physical senses and also a conqueror of Maya. Avyakt signal: remain constantly victorious with the awareness of the combined form. Your combined form of Shiv and Shakti is constantly worshipped. Shaktis are not separate from Shiva, and Shiva is not separate from the Shaktis. Stay in this combined form. This form is called the form of an easy yogi. You are not those who have to make effort to have yoga, but are constantly combined. You are constantly with the Father. Very firmly remember the promise you made. I will constantly be with you. I will live with you. I will return home with you. Om Shanti.